do you have your eye on a new toaster or a TV, a laptop, maybe an outfit for the office Christmas party? Maybe you've already clicked add to cart a few times over the past couple of weeks because it is sales season. Black Friday takes place on the last Friday of every November. This year it's the 28th. But come on, it's no longer just a day. It feels more like a month-long retail extravaganza these days. This year, Australians are expected to spend $6.8 billion over the Black Friday, Cyber Monday period. And the nation's consumer watchdog says it's conducting a sweep of retailers' claims. Already, the ACCC has fined three major retailers for making false and misleading representations about last year's Black Friday sales. So how did Black Friday evolve from a US phenomenon to our biggest sales event? And what impact is it having on year-round spending? I'd love to know from you if you're a Black Friday shopper. Has it changed the way you spend money the rest of the year, especially in the last couple of months of the year? With me is Gary Mortimer, a professor of consumer behaviour and retail marketing at QUT Business School, and Fleur Brown, chief of industry affairs officer at the Australian Retailers Association. Gary, I'll start with you. What do we know about what Black Friday looks like in Australia over the past few years?
Yeah, good morning. It's really changed, hasn't it? And I'm sure your listeners have realised that, yeah, really at the beginning of November, we start to see those big signs and adverts start to roll out, particularly across social media. It's become more and more popular. I think what's driving it is shoppers really looking for a bargain. And essentially, we're becoming more savvy when it comes to saving. So we're not leaving all of our shopping to the last minute, like unfortunately I still tend to do. We tend to do it much earlier, and we start to take advantage of those big sales. So we've got Black Friday obviously happening throughout this month, but particularly at the end of this month. I think on the 18th of this month, Amazon will be pulling out their Black Friday sales. They're coming out a bit earlier. We just had Click Frenzy, Australia's online retail sales event, and that was last week for 3 days. And then we had Singles Day, which is something that's slowly creeping into the Australian retail sector. Often a lot of jewellery and cosmetic Australian brands compete in that space.
Fleur, you say November is the new December. What do you mean by that?
Well, as Gary was saying, people are bringing their shopping forward, particularly for Christmas. So I think a lot of this has to do with the cost of living crisis that many Australian households are still experiencing. They're looking to get things off their shopping list at an affordable price. And so Black Friday presents a really great opportunity to do that. But also picking up on what Gary was saying, we've seen a sort of a slow trend towards earlier shopping. There were lots of factors in the last few years that have influenced that, like concern about whether or not people will be able to get the product that they want, you know, getting their deliveries sorted when there's a lot of congestion in the distribution system. And I think those habits have stuck.
Gary, when I'm hearing Fleur say things like wondering about getting your hands on the product or worries about delivery, that really plays into that sense of scarcity that I know is a marketing tactic. How much of this is people maybe being marketed, this idea of scarcity versus the actual scarcity?
Yeah, it's really interesting because I often get asked, is now the right time to buy, or should I wait until the end of November, or should I wait even till the beginning of December? What we tend to see is that retailers will continually put out brand new ranges of offers. So, you know, I'm looking for a particular stick vacuum cleaner. It's not on special yet, but I'm going to wait until it becomes on special. So I think the idea of scarcity will always be the case. I think first point about logistics is incredibly challenging. And you only need to look at the Australia Post data as we move into December. If you're buying anything from overseas, you know, you really need to be buying it now. If you're going to shop domestically, really, the cutoff date it set tends to be sort of very early December now, or there is a risk of missing out. So it's not just the fact that I might miss out on that great deal. It's also the fact that I might find the deal, but it may not arrive before Christmas.
What about this ACCC warning about Black Friday? Gary, what kind of traps are there out there?
Yeah, I think the ACCC is really concerned, not necessarily about our big sort of, flagship retailers, but it's most likely what we're seeing is sort of the online pure play retailers, generally, ghost stores. And I know about 6 months ago, we wrote a piece around ghost stores sort of popping up onto, you know, Facebook. They look legitimate. They look great. And the challenge that I guess that shoppers have is that during these peak trading periods where we're making very fast decisions, we're trying to not miss out on that special, we may go down that little rabbit warren of clicking on a link and thinking it looks like a legitimate product when in fact actually it's not. So they're very concerned about that. They're also very concerned about sort of any sort of online, you know, players that might be suggesting it's a site-wide discount when in fact it's only a few items and the rest of it's sort of, you know, the normal price. And I think we just, as consumers, we need to be concerned about those sort of those scams that do play out. And they unfortunately play out throughout the year, but they do tend to spike during these big peak trading periods.
Fleur, what does it feel like as sort of representing retailers hearing these warnings going around about scams and stuff? Are you worried that customers might be spooked?
Well, there's not a little sign of that.
Okay,
right. So we're projecting a 4% increase year on year for Black Friday this year. So that, you know, the growth continues and online does influence a lot of that growth. So still a good chunk of shopping is transacted in store, but the online research, et cetera, comparing prices is influencing that. So look, we would always encourage consumers to do their research, shop with known and trusted brands, and that actually plays into the hands of our Australian retailers in a positive way. You know, the trusted local retailer that have boots on the ground here, they've got, you know, real people behind the offer. There's much less chance of a scam if that's the case. And we're certainly encouraging people to steer away from the ultra cost global retailers like Temu and Shein, where there've been concerns about their accountability, whether it be the quality of their product, ethical sourcing, supply chain challenges, that kind of thing, the use of your data, if you have that data captured. So we do have question marks around that. And in fact, you know, we're in discussions about that with government.
Fleur, I was interested to hear you say before that cost of living is driving Black Friday sales. I was participating in shopping Black Friday sales. That feels counterintuitive to me. Can you talk me through what you see?
Well, we've seen Aussies love their shopping, you know, full stop. And that's been a good antidote to the cost of living crisis, where people have really, tried to balance their budget. But what we've seen is lots of spikes in spending during these sales events, these bargain hunting events. They've seen a lot of growth. And so we find that Aussies are saving up for purchases during those periods. So they may have things on their list. For example, I've got a couple of things that my 14-year-old daughter has required for this Christmas. And, I'm certainly going to have a look and see what offers come on for Black Friday to see if I can secure those items at a lower price. And that kind of planning and purchase behaviour has been a trend, not just for Black Friday, but for other periods, like, it might be end of financial year sale, where you're trying to get things for your kids for school, or technology items, that sort of thing. There's that kind of planning approach where you wait and see if you can get it at a lower price.
You're listening to Life Matters here on ABC Radio National. I'm Tegan Taylor talking to Fleur Brown, who's the Chief Industry Affairs Officer at the Australian Retailers Association, and Professor Gary Mortimer from QUT Business School about Black Friday sales. In Australia, it's our biggest shopping event. It's so much more than a day now. And alongside all of the sales are warnings from the consumer watchdog that there are some scams afoot as well. So I'm trying to give you as much information as you can have so that you can shop wisely, if at all. But I'd really love to know if you have changed the way you spend money the rest of the year because of Black Friday becoming such a big thing in Australia. And a fair bit of cynicism on the text line. Black Friday has led to obscene toxic consumption. We get sucked in again and again. Liz says, Black Friday, meh. I see the word frenzy and just move on. Whose frenzy? Not ours. Another says, contrasts the cost of living and high electricity bills anxiety with the spending on shopping, says madness. It lowers my empathy for the complaints about the economy. Gary, Is there a cultural sort of divide between the US Black Friday and what we see in Australia?
Oh, listen, I think we went back many decades, quite possibly. But I think we in Australia do pick up other types of cultural norms, and you know, good examples would be Halloween, which if we went back two decades, you know, maybe we'd buy some lollies and give them to street kids. Now Halloween has become a significant retail and social cultural event, and it's not just about giving out lollies to kids who knock on your door. We see neighbourhoods actually getting their homes dressed up now. We see people coming out and having barbecues on their front lawn and meeting new friends. It's becoming a social activity. I think that Christmas in July very much a US phenomenon, very much a British and European phenomenon that we're starting to adopt and have done over the last few decades. So I think Black Friday has just become another event which we would have seen play out on The Simpsons or Seinfeld or US sitcoms, and suddenly we're talking about it. Then the next thing, we've got US brands that we buy in Australia sort of talking about Black Friday promotions, and then Aussie retailers pick up on it. It becomes a four-day event, becomes a week-long event, and now becomes a month-long event. So I think the other thing we're seeing is not just retailers playing in this space, but we've seen airlines getting involved now. We've got holiday tourism campaigns getting involved in Black Friday, because businesses understand that we're now thinking about Christmas and we're thinking about possibly January, where we take breaks and leave. What a great time to book a cruise. What a great time to book a flight. What a great time to book a holiday as well.
That's a strange one, isn't it? Because I can imagine a clearance event if you're a retailer with like physical stock, but what's going on when you're clearing airline seats?
Yeah, I think it just goes to show how competitive many markets are. So the tourism, hospitality, travel market, airline market. Most people will start to travel, and then there'll be periods where people are already on holidays and they're not travelling. Until they travel back. So it's now about sort of getting people into airlines. I noticed that there was an airline doing sort of flights to Rome and to Paris for around about 1,350 return, ex-Sydney. Now, you think the only time you really want to go to Europe is generally in summer, not in the middle of winter. Okay. So you want to get bums on seats and get them up into Europe during the winter.
On the text line, one says, please consider the small local retailers in your community. They cannot compete with the current trend to the online November sales. Those characterful high street stores that you love to wander through on the weekend rely on their Christmas December sales for their very survival. They'll disappear if you don't support them. Fleur, how do smaller retailers fare when there is such a huge amount of deep discounting by big retailers on something like Black Friday?
Well, I think it does become a conversation for retailers to have with their customers. I mean, I was at the shops yesterday, and lots of my favourite smaller retailers having conversations with them about, you know, what their promotional plans are for Black Friday, what's likely to go on sale, what won't. Now, they're not always allowed to give you that information, but I got enough information to kind of plan, and I'm going to go back and purchase something for my daughter, you know, at that time. So it is about that relationship that you have. And I think that's where smaller retailers can have an advantage. They've got that loyalty factor. Look, there is so much focus on loyalty these days. It's important for retailers to make sure that they make good commitments to their customers. They honour those commitments. If they put out a false promotion, that's just going to backfire on them, you know, down the track. It is a loyalty game at this point.
Gary, again on the text line, I'm seeing a lot of people kind of wondering about the whether it's ethical at all to consume in this sort of manner, whether it's compatible with trying to save our money. What's your advice to people who want to navigate this time of year ethically?
Yeah, it's a good point. And when you look at what the ARA's put out on a projection, we're talking about a 4% growth on last year. 4% is quite sustainable. If those numbers were sort of, 12%, you'd be going, gee, people are borrowing a lot of money to spend a lot of money. But really, a 4% growth is slightly just above what we're seeing with the RBA's inflation numbers that came out at the start of this month. So it's not unsustainable. I think what we would normally see is that people generally do Christmas shopping. We do like to spoil our kids and our family in most cases. And I think what we're seeing now in November is that shift of that promotional calendar, as Fleur was mentioning, that shoppers are concerned about budgeting. They're concerned about that cost of living crisis, but they understand that Christmas is still going to happen. How do we do it in a more sustainable way? Well, we start buying a little bit of stuff in the first week of November. We might do a little bit more shopping this week. As we move into early December, we start to do a little bit more shopping. And when we hit mid-December, it's all about sort of, you know, food and family gatherings, and hopefully by that stage everything's wrapped underneath the Christmas tree.
Gary, Fleur, thank you both so much this morning for joining me. Gary Mortimer is a Professor of Consumer Behaviour and Retail Marketing at QUT Business School, and Fleur Brown is the Chief Industry Affairs Officer at the Australian Retailers Association.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.